And he is not alone in his position of prominence. There are many, many important people who were visiting or using the services of the madam, so to speak. So it is worth it to wonder why the media was so gleeful in outing Elliot Spitzer, and why mum's the word on the madam's list. Something to think about there, in terms of politics. In terms of politics, whoever mommed the madam, there are tens of thousands of people now who will perform big favors because suddenly they can breathe a little easier. Do you get the drift?
This is Alan. It was also her mother, I guess, that found
him. Yes, yes. Very tragic for the mother.
Right.
But when you play the game that she was playing, the stakes are rough. It's very difficult for someone who's on the inside of sexual secrets to come out and spread the truth. There are too many people at risk, do you understand? Mm-hmm. And the names go very, very, very high. Wayne Madsen report or something is the one who many people have said Mr. Cheney's name was allegedly on the list. So it leaves you to wonder. And of course, who owes favors now to Hillary? Who owes favors to whom? Because now certain people will not be spitted. No more Elliot moments, so to speak. All right. We also want to point out that there is a wonderful, wonderful groundswell in innovative solutions that are taking place. Some of these are co-opted, of course, by universities and grants and things of this nature, but we are talking about the old garage door inventors, or the garage not garage door,
garage mechanics.
Garage mechanic, the garage dwellers, those who hang out in their own little tool sheds and come up at home with some really good solutions. This is going to burst on the scene coming this fall, and just in time. There's many things to be considered, and George will give us a bit of an update here on some of the astrological weather, and we will offer comment, but we would certainly like to hear what you all are putting together. What stands out for you personally in your life? How are you becoming more aware? How have you successfully navigated through some of your own challenges? And what you see happening with people in the world at large? How are people managing their stress? And how do you see them waking up, etc.? So let's turn it over to you and see what games are afoot this evening. Who would like to begin? Anyone, someone.
This is Barry.
Yes, Barry.
On the way over, I was thinking about almost exactly what you just talked about. Because in the last 3 months, I've had a complete change of reality. And over that period of time...
And we did give a little bit of a flag there, did we not?
I'm sorry?
We waved the flag and at one point, just before this started, we did say to you, Barry, it's best to close down the LA portal,
yes,
remember?
Yes.
That's what we meant by a little bit of a flag waving.
Rest. That's
correct. We gave you a little bit of a warning, letting you know that some big changes were coming.
Right.
And you navigated them, yes, you and Alan?
Yes. But what the period of time really made me realize is you have a limited amount of attention to disperse during the day, and when all of your attention is focused on one or two activities, and all of the other activities of a normal day of getting to work and listening to the radio and keeping up with politics and whatever it might be, I never really realized how much energy it took to stay involved with those other realities that all of a sudden had nothing to do on a daily basis with what was important to me. if that makes sense.
Yeah. It makes complete sense. What we would call it is you had a priority change that wasn't scheduled in on your moon paper.
No.